B-Pod Studios.
Michael Scabuzzo is in the healthcare business, and he's telling you, with rising insurance premiums and the cost of maintaining healthcare, it's all ridiculous, and he says you just simply don't need to go to a doctor. Mr. Scavuzzo is on the phone with us right now. Good afternoon, Mr. Scavuzzo.
Hey, well, good afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you, sir? Before I start, it just says you are in the medical field. Are you a doctor? Are you a health practitioner? Are you a nurse? Home health care?
Well, I like to think that I have a doctorate in life. And
Sure.
And what I refer to myself as when I'm speaking on this subject, I like to call myself a proctologist.
A proctologist.
Because I'm practical. Yes, exactly. You get it.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
I can tell that we're going to have a wonderful conversation. A lot of people, they don't get it. I can tell you do.
Okay, well, thank you. Did you go to college?
I attended community college.
All right. And I see that you've been working in this field for 5 years now as a proctologist. You say, with all the rising care of health costs, over 70% of doctor visits that people make are completely unnecessary and that you don't need to carry any kind of health insurance because you really don't need to go see a doctor. Is this true? I mean, we shouldn't tell people not to go see a doctor.
Boy, you really jump in with both feet, don't you?
Well, I want to know.
Stan, may I call you Stan?
You certainly may. That's my name. Can I call you Michael?
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Mr. Scavuzzo.
I find that helps. Another thing that I find that helps, because this is such a serious subject.
Yes.
When I speak on this, I like to use humor and start out with what I call a little icebreaker.
Okay.
One afternoon, a poor, unfortunate gentleman had suffered a major stroke, and his caregiver was, unfortunately, he had been the caregiver to a mentally challenged young man, and now the roles were reversed. And the stroke affected his speech slightly.
Yes.
He was still mobile and still had his marbles, so to speak.
Yes.
But he relied on this young man to be his caregiver. And one particular part of speech that affected this man turned out to be horrible because he couldn't pronounce the word ice properly.
Uh-huh.
And he would say to his young caregiver,
mm-hmm.
bring me some ass tea. Now you can see where that would end up, and then he would ask
tea.
For, hey, I want some ass cream. This little monkey ran off to the drugstore and came back with hemorrhoid cream.
Oh, man, what if he wanted an ice pack?
Well, we don't want to think about that, do we? I'm going to use that. That's a new one.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we need a little humor here, too, in the
God,
medical profession.
I'm sorry, but I laughed my side. Oh.
Let me ask you something.
Now when I laugh, sometimes it goes off on me.
When was the last time you've seen a doctor?
Well, I've seen doctors within the past couple of years working for them. I wouldn't allow them anywhere near me.
But by laughing, you've hurt yourself. Are you in pain right now?
It's fading.
Now, so you're saying that whether you're having a stroke because you've been in the office and stuff, a large amount, 70%, don't need to see a doctor. Would you classify with the pains that you're having right now that you really don't need to see a doctor?
Well, 70% of the time, if I were to go to a physician right now,
Yeah.
And use this episode that just happened while we were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
If I go into that doctor's office, it's going to start a cascade of financial bleeding. And what am I going to get out of that?
You'll still be hurting.
What I'm going to get is someone that takes my blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
They may look at my throat, maybe my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor will come in. So, what do we have going on today? I'll explain to him what happened. He goes, mm-hmm. Has this happened before?
And you would say yes.
Maybe once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And you find that it's brought on by laughing. Yes.
Yes. There's something going
on. And then he'll take out a stethoscope.
Yeah.
And he'll go, this may be a little cold. Can you breathe for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll go, mm-hmm. 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 Well, it's probably nothing, but we should probably keep an eye on it. I want to see you again in 6 weeks.
And then there you go. You've just dumped a lot of money for something you already know that they were going to say. And so basically, you just live with the pain.
Yes. Let's say I go back in 6 weeks.
Yes.
What's going to happen then?
They're going to say, are you still having the pains when you laugh? And you're going to tell them yes, right?
Here's what's going to happen.
What?
I'm going to get my blood pressure taken.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe they'll look in my ears. Maybe right. They'll forget this time.
Right.
They'll look at my weight.
Right. Maybe a fisting, a little proctology exam there. Make sure you don't have a hernia or something.
It's beyond me why you'd say something like that.
What do you mean? They got a check.
Have you been fisted?
Yes. Yeah, I have. I'm over 40 now. They got to go and check that stuff.
Well, then maybe you should start paying attention to what I'm saying, because that's highly unpleasant. I won't let them near it.
You've got...
But anyway...
Hold on a second, Scuzzy. Are you smoking right now?
Not at the moment, but now that you mention it, that's not a bad idea.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're in medical... All right. Smoking. Do you think that's contributing to the pain in your side from laughing? That's right around where the lung is.
Probably not. I looked it up on the internet. I did my own research.
Right.
They say it's probably cartilage between the ribs.
Do you recommend that as well, that instead of visiting a doctor and having to pay all these premiums and medical insurance, that you should try to self-diagnose yourself first on the internet?
Well, God gave you a brain. Use it.
but you're not a doctor.
No. And let me tell you something. I deal with these people that call themselves doctors, and they... are so far removed from medical school. It's just something they get through. They don't remember anything.
Doing their residency and all that.
Huh? Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did.
Did you take, let's say, a foreign language?
I did.
Which foreign language?
Spanish.
How much of that do you remember?
I don't remember any of it. I cannot carry a conversation. I wouldn't understand if somebody was speaking Spanish to me, and I wouldn't understand what to say back.
Okay, well, nobody wants to relate a doctor going through medical school to their own experience where they remember nothing they were ever taught. It's got nothing to do with your knowledge. It's all attitude.
Right.
Just a hair on the side of being pompous. But not too much. No, you just got to let them know,
yeah.
I know more than you do.
Right. And they'll believe you. And
well,
really,
yeah,
those doctors don't even know what they're talking about. Will you put the cigarette down? You're doing an interview. You're a health professional, damn it. You're a health professional. Now.
Yeah.
Now, your whole strategy of telling people not to have insurance because 70% of illnesses and stuff don't need a doctor's attention. Aren't you telling people not to go to a doctor that you're essentially putting yourself out of work because there are no more bills?
No. because most people are suckers, and what I'm talking about is just for the smart people.
All right, step one. I get a job. Let's say I'm employed and my employer offers me health care. But a good chunk of that is taken out of my pay to the tune of several hundred dollars a paycheck. So if I get a new job, Mr. Scazavuzia, do I decline my health care insurance?
Well, it depends. You know, if you're a hypochondriac, you'd probably want to keep it.
Right. But really, I don't need it.
No, you don't need it, but I'm not saying you shouldn't have it. What you have to do is a cost-benefit analysis. And there are certain insurance policies that are worth having. And you would be amazed.
Uh-huh.
For instance, the type of insurance that I would encourage you to carry.
And I'm going
to
jot this down.
Absolutely. If you're aware that you enjoy certain pharmaceuticals,
yes,
by all means, have at it.
Right,
where if you enjoy it.
A prescription card would be something like
yes.
That.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. But, you know, that's for recreational purposes only.
Recreational purposes. So yes. if you're a pill popper and you get the prescription card, by all means,
well,
take the insurance because you're saving money in the long run.
If you're a pill popper, it's a must.
Now,
but in addition to that, even if you're not, there are some of these policies that are so ridiculous. They'll pay for you to get massages and whatnot.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That is that. So you'd want to take that and to get massages. You'd want that insurance.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that's something you enjoy and you work out, okay, if I was paying out of pocket and I wanted to get a massage every week, what would it cost me? You know, it's all a cost-benefit analysis.
But I understand that.
And it, again, the insurance is for recreational purposes only, so only you know if it makes sense.
Right. Now, let's take me, for example, Mr. Velashin.
How about instead we take my wife, please?
You still got it. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'm into vodka martinis right now.
Right now?
Well, not this second. Oh, you know what? I'd love to be in here. Just shake one up. Ice cold, three olives, right there in a martini glass, straight up.
What? You all right?
No, I'm not.
Because you're going through rapid mood changes. Yesterday, we were talking about how you're threatening your wife that she's going to be the one to find you in bed.
Don't say that. I'm not threatening her. I never threaten her in my
life. Okay, you promised her.
No, I kind of pretty much prepared her.
Uh-huh. And then today, toes are tapping. We're talking about martinis. Yeah. Everything's great. That's kind of a whiplash there.
No, it's not.
Or is it that you actually go with the physical weather outside? Because it was rainy and thundering yesterday.
Get ready. I saw the forecast this morning with whatever, I think, Matt Deficit, who's on Wink.
Never heard of him.
You don't want him. What?
Matt Devitt.
Oh, Matt Devitt.
Not Deficit.
Sorry. My bad. My bad on that one.
Nah, as hard as he tries, I'll never know who he is, because that time of day is a non-factor, doesn't exist to me.
See if you can find a picture of him. He's the morning guy on Wink.
This is so not fair to him, because he would totally escape my attention if you didn't bring him up.
You gotta see him. He's got a receding hairline, so what he does is...
Like a doc?
But he has the front, he combs back, and then on the side he combs it forward to hide the widow's peak.
No.
And he comes across as Mr. Hotshot Weatherman, but he's you know, I watch him, so that tells you something. He said, "Get ready for a repeat of what happened yesterday. Today there's going to be a lot of rain, going to be a lot of lightning around, and just prepare yourself for that. That this is the time. These last few days have been pretty rough, and." That's what Matt Devitt said. There he is.
Oh, geez. Oh, boy.
See, that's a studio headshot. See how his hair combs back like that?
No.
What happens is the stuff on the side, he combs forward to hide the little peaks. That's what Junior should try.
So you say he does weather?
Yeah, he's a meteorologist.
Yeah, he looks like he didn't get into this for being a meteorologist. He was told he's good enough to make it, but that sports is dying and he can't do sports anymore.
Correct. Most local TV stations don't have sports anymore.
You remember that? They used to pay people to do like 2 seconds of sports.
Yeah.
They'd make a good living, too.
Well... Those were the ones that stayed. Those would be like you and I. Because back, say, in the 70s, the 80s, into the 90s, you had...
And here is Champ Wilson with sports.
With sports, and he'd have a whole segment. Well, they do all kinds of research on this stuff, and every time the research would come back to the television stations, they'd say they want less sports, more weather. And so the 6 minutes that they'd give the sports guy was cut down to 3. And then it was cut down to 1.5 minutes. And then they said, well, guess what? We can just have one sports guy record it before he leaves after the 11 o'clock cast. and then they pretty much did away with it.
Yeah, just record a couple of generic things like, and Gators in action again last night. Cut. And then they show any footage.
Here's the other thing that they say is important for local sports.
There is no local sports.
University stuff. If you're going to have that 90 seconds where you used to have about 7 minutes and you're still paid six figures a year, they tell you pro sports you can get anywhere. College sports, highlight that. It's the high school action, and the reason why that rate's so popular with the TV viewers is because parents want to hear their sons on in the football highlights.
Yeah.
Or the kids want to hear their high school mentioned. And so that's a positive. So in that 90 seconds, you go maybe 10 seconds of college sports.
I said, Gators in action last night. Now that could be women's basketball, lacrosse, anything. And they show the clip.
Yeah.
And then local schoolboy football.
Schoolboy football. Your Laleys, your North Fort Myers. You got to throw the Sirianni name when you mention that because everybody loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Sam Sirianni Field. They love that stuff. And the kids love it because they love their school to be talked about. Parents love it because they hope that their kid is mentioned on TV.
Yeah, and you just record a couple of things like, but the Eagles weren't done.
No. And you can show...
Not the day the Eagles had hoped for.
Yeah, and you can show any kind of footage you want. Just show a busted play with the quarterback running 70 yards for a touchdown.
And it could be from 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Nobody knows the difference.
As long as it matches up if it was a day game or a night game.
Correct. And they want to hear their school.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is right now. So the concentration is on weather. So a guy like Matt Deficit, who wanted it... What's his name?
It's Matt Devitt.
He leaves the sports desk, takes a few physical science classes, and now he can do more airtime. Right?
You know, Matt, if you're serious about this, I know you're still a little butthurt about the sports being canceled, but a couple of correspondence classes, you could be a meteorologist.
Yep.
Really?
Just know your weights and measures. Or no, learn how to read a barometric pressure.
Matt, really the only important thing is that you understand what you're pointing at and why.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the schoolboy that's on Channel 2 at the morning news where he wears the high water pants and brown shoes.
Who's that, Scott Moose Harris?
We'll be back.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockford.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
In about 1 hour, we will be joined by Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law. He's here to answer your legal questions. If you would like to ask Mike Chinopoulos a question that he will answer for you, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600, and we'll pose your question to Mike Chinopoulos, and he'll answer it for you in about 1 hour.
I just got to see D-Train.
Where did you see him?
Right here.
Yeah, he just texted me.
Yeah, I guess he's got a job in the area, and he stopped by to say hi first, but he'll stop by in a little bit.
Good deal. He evidently, we've touched a nerve with this Matt Deficit. What's his name?
Devitset.
Debit card?
Evidently.
Mike debit card.
The world of Southwest Florida, nothing about his ability to do the weather. He just liked the way he looks. D-Train did text me, and he said, that poor bastard is taller than I am. I was running on the Edison Bridge one day, and he ran past me. One of our Amandas says, I can't stop laughing every time you call him Matt Deficit, but I do like him, though. And then another one says, I love Matt Deficit.
Devitset.
Stop it. He's sexy. Sexy.
Was that a man or a woman saying that?
I believe it was a man. Thank you, sir. Oh, before we start the grab bag today, I do want to take a moment to wish my daughter, Shelby, a happy birthday. It is her birthday today.
Oh, damn.
And so,
time flies.
I know.
It doesn't seem like it's time for her birthday.
But it's time for her birthday. I know your daughter's is just around the corner.
Yeah, too fast.
Yeah. So, happy birthday, Shelby.
Yep, I was there.
Yeah, you were. All those years ago.
Yep.
Let's
played a critical role, too.
Yes, you did. You were the one that I think that ran down the hallway and told me, stop eating your sandwich, your wife's in labor.
Yep. And then I secured that sandwich and put it in the specimen fridge.
Yep. Ate it later. Grab bag brought to you.
And the nurse told you not to worry. Yeah. Everything's well sealed.
Yep.
We all eat out of that fridge.
Yep.
It's okay, honey.
Plenty of specimens.
Yep.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples.
Yep. With a whole fridge of urine and then Stan's ham sandwich.
Yep. somebody put this together. And yeah, I'm sorry. I think it's funny. President Jeopardy.
Good luck, players. Here we go. The land of the midnight sun. Mr. President.
Yosemites. Yosemites.
Oh, no.
Some country.
Be a little more specific.
Thailand.
No, sorry.
China.
That is wrong.
It is what it is. I love China. I get along great with China.
Interesting.
I get along great with Japan. I get along great with Mexico.
We may need to check for brain activity.
I have a very, very large a brain.
All right, good having you.
You are stupid.
What about equal time?
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow. Oh, another episode.
Come on, man.
Of marriage advice from a divorced guy.
Right on.
And now it's time for marriage advice from a divorced guy.
Well, apparently buying her several pair of expensive shoes and providing a walk-in closet doesn't make all women happy.
That was today's marriage advice from a divorced guy.
And that one man will have in the neighborhood of billions of those thoughts. All of them valid.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This, it doesn't
because
stop.
While you're trying your damnedest mm-hmm. to make a woman happy, mm-hmm. she's under the impression that you're doing what you want and ignoring her. And that you're selfish.
Yes. Yep. Take a phone camera anywhere in America and it just seems like you run into this.
A phone camera.
Yeah, you know, your camera with the and take movies with it. A lady on Long Island went off on a grocery store clerk the other day.
Why?
Kept telling the grocery store clerk to put on a mask. And I mean, just really went nuts. She called the employee. This doesn't matter. She called the employee fat, threatened to beat her up, accused her of being a communist, and dropped some other choice words. Why?
Well, because, was she a communist?
No. The grocery store employee who didn't have the mask.
Are you kidding me? We live in America. We're getting this communist crap.
Yeah.
Was there anybody there from the Freedom to Breathe Agency? You know, the FTBA?
Yes. I don't think there was.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. That woman.
Yep.
Who? There's no such thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you steal the Department of Justice's logo, yep, you look
yep,
good.
Yep.
If it's laminated,
then it looks even better.
Yeah.
This.
But we found out you can get in trouble for that when we were all federal boob inspectors.
Yeah, remember those days?
Yep, and they said you can't do that.
You know, there's good stories out there.
Oh, bull.
There's good stories out there. You know, because there are the real life lassies. An 86-year-old guy.
Come on, straight face.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do this straight. This is ridiculous. If this guy believes that this dog. Never mind. An 86-year-old guy in North Carolina had a stroke on his houseboat last week and couldn't get to his phone. So he told his chihuahua, find help. Find help.
A chihuahua?
Find help. So Lassie the chihuahua ran off and got the dock master, who called 911. And Rudy Armstrong is living proof that dogs understand crisis and can get the help they need.
I sat down in my chair, drank my coffee, and next thing I know, it was after lunch. And I knew
I couldn't get my hand
to move, and my foot wouldn't move. I didn't want to be there for another couple of days before somebody come by, you know. So I said, okay, boo-boo, go get me some help.
Yep. Ruff, ruff, okay. Ruff, ruff.
Got tears running out of my eyes. I missed her so much.
Saw the news of him kissing the chihuahua's face, and you see the chihuahua's eyes, and the first thing that popped into my head, he's going to nip. He's going to nip. Going to take the nose right off you, buddy.
Yeah, they're not good dogs.
No, they're not.
You know, I see that picture, and it doesn't make me want to say, oh, good boy.
Nope.
Makes me think, that's a nipper.
Yep. Watch out. Don't bring them around the kids. There, President Trump was in the middle of a press conference yesterday when he was abruptly ushered out of the room.
Do I look rattled?
Yeah. He came back later and said that there was a shooting outside the White House. There was. The Secret Service had to shoot a guy who was approaching them at the fence and saying, you know what? I'm armed. They shot him in the lower
Brilliant.
Torso.
I'm armed.
Yep. Here you go.
They're just about going to be topping records hopefully soon. Excuse me?
Could they make a camera that doesn't sound like...
Outside of the White House, it seems that the person was shot by Secret Service. There are no details. We just found out just now somebody is taken to the hospital. It was the suspect who was shot. It might not have had anything to do with me. It might have been something else.
Yeah, possibly. Did we ever find anything more about it?
Well, he's going to survive. I mean, he's just...
But I mean, what was the guy's deal?
Don't know.
Well, I just wonder what, you know, would have led somebody to go get shot in front of the White House.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody needed to conduct a survey or to put out this poll to determine that Sean Connery is the best James Bond ever.
Bond.
Come on.
What?
James Bond.
That gun.
That's self-evident.
Looks more
fitting for a woman. That's a truth we hold to be self-evident.
Yes.
No, I know a little about women.
In the conference room. Something pretty big. Every 00 man in Europe's been rushed in, and the Home Secretary, too.
His wife's probably lost a dog. Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix.
Hmm?
Man talk.
The sea's back there. Your brother, Mr. Franks?
Yes, it was.
I got a brother.
Small world.
Sean Connery, nobody better.
Yeah, that's not up for debate.
No, it isn't. We told you about this.
And you know, we've spoken to other Bonds.
We have.
And even other Bonds would not argue that.
Yep. We told you about this yesterday. Metallica's returned to stage for the first time since September 2019 in an all-new exclusive virtual drive-in concert. We're doing one.
You got to remind me sometime. Eli should call in and tell you about how he is cursed from seeing Metallica. Every time he tries to go see Metallica, something horrible happens.
Well, this is an opportunity. Sign up to win a carload of tickets at 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. It's going to be at the Collier County Fairgrounds on August 29th. Here is Lars Ulrich. How do you say this? Ulrich. How do you do that?
Spencer for
Ulrich.
Hire, Stan.
Ulrich.
Spencer for Hire. Just remember that.
He's telling you all about the concert. What?
Apparently we're off the air.
Jeez. Are we on now? Apparently. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, because you don't know whether to believe it or not.
Yeah, are we back on now?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, no, because we've spent the past 10 seconds cussing.
Yeah, and swearing.
Because you told us we were off the air.
Here's Lars.
How did you know we were off the air?
Yeah, who told you?
I was told by the upper ups.
And then that you were back on.
Yeah.
How long were we off?
I don't know.
12 seconds.
Would have been better to say nothing if we spent more time talking about being off the air than being off the air?
It's better to say nothing.
Okay.
Here's Lars Ulrich.
As many of you know, we've not played together quite some time, actually, since the SNM2 concerts last September. But that's all changing now.
Come on, Hetfield, you should have stepped up, not let him be the spokesman.
Just for you, that you can catch at your local drive-in theater later this month on Saturday, August 29th. Fifth members can get their tickets starting this Wednesday, August 12th. Everyone else, Friday, August 14th. Oh, and every ticket comes with 4 downloads of the upcoming SNM2 album release.
Wow.
I thought you didn't believe in downloads.
I don't.
No, Lars.
I don't either. Right now, and we told you this yesterday, right now it's up in the air if there's going to be any college football season.
You know, and it's because... You know, COVID seems to be the gift that keeps on giving because now they're saying, oh, it's a heart condition now. I thought it was a cold. I thought it was a fever. Now it's a heart condition we got to worry about.
Yeah, they talked to Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield and said his players, well, let him tell you. Word coming down that there might not be a college football season?
We're playing with these 18 to 22-year-olds' minds by some of these leagues are doing this yo-yo. This is what we're going to do one day, but then 2 days later, we're going to do this right here. I mean, that's not leadership. It's hurtful, actually. We had players this morning crying in our meetings. They're crying because they want to play. Coach, we've done everything we're supposed to do. What's this talk about these leagues? You know, what's that going to do to us?
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
You know, the only university official I got any respect for is Jerry Falwell Jr. of Liberty.
Yep.
Good guy.
Yep. I knew his daddy.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. Jerry Falwell Sr.
Yeah, he was a great man himself.
We were working on the other coast, and I was working also for the AM station at the time. This was very early on when he took over Jim and Tammy's place. And he was
in a caretaking role.
Yes, and I guess lawsuits were brought, and he was in Melbourne to do a press conference about the latest trial proceedings that were
probably going. Because he was meeting with Jamie Buckingham, who lived in Melbourne.
So he's in there, and I go in to go with my radio equipment to record him, and TV was there, and TV cameras that the mobile ones, they have to get a white balance to get, and so. All the cameramen were setting up their cameras for Jerry Falwell, and they're all trying to get a white. They're holding up white pieces of paper. He goes, "Let me stop you from all that." He unbuttoned his jacket, and he had a white shirt on underneath, and he was as big as a house. He opens up his jacket and says, "All okay, y'all get your white balance right now, and we'll get this thing started." And they did. They all focused their cameras on his gut.
That's a pro.
Yeah, it's a pro. Oh, here, I got one more thing for you. It's pretty cool.
And if I understand this correctly, everybody's after Falwell Jr. now because he exposed his bare midriff.
Oh, my God.
What?
Remember Michael Jackson's song Bad?
Yes, we didn't know that it was actually true, that he was just telling us that he's bad.
Somebody did a very good version of Bad.
A very good version of Bad.
A bluegrass version.
Your word is mine, I can tell you right, I just show your face in broad daylight. I'm telling you on how I feel, it gonna hurt your mind. I don't shoot to kill, I wouldn't say the sky's the limit, and to me that's really true. But my friend, you ain't seen nothing, I just wait till I get through, because I'm bad.
I'm really, really bad.
bad.
Yeah.
Well, they fixed it.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We'll come back. We got the local beat for you. Interesting one, having to do with beef jerky. I'll also give you an update. Big press conference up in Tampa yesterday with the Tiger King death of, what's his name, Larry? What's the husband's name?
Don Lewis.
Don Lewis.
Oh, Carol Effin Baskin.
Yeah. There's a reward out now for any information on his death. So we'll give you a local beat. We'll give you a Tiger King update.
He was pretty thorough with that. I don't think you're going to find much.
We'll take care of that. And later on in the 3 o'clock hour, don't say I didn't warn you. When after he leaves the show, all the questions come in. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law going to be joining us in the 3 o'clock
hour. So the idea is the questions come before, and then you can ask them.
Correct.
Not after he leaves.
Right. If you'd like to pose a question to Mike Chinopoulos on the Absolute Law text line, now's the time to do it. He's an attorney. He can help you. 239-277-9600.
No,
your
I'm
questions
bad. I'm
for
bad.
Mike Chinopoulos.
Really, really bad.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Mike Chinopoulos in about 30 minutes. You want to ask him a question? He's a lawyer, Esquire. Attorney at law, 239-277-9600. Get your questions in for Mike Chinopoulos.
Stan?
What?
Just a reality check?
Yeah.
They've been having some difficulties up in Seattle. I haven't followed it too closely, but a lot of problems in the streets.
Yeah.
I think somebody pranked me because they said that they're defunding the police department, getting rid of like 100 police officers when they don't have enough already.
Yeah, by a 7-1 council vote last night, they voted to defund millions, and the chief of police...
In the middle of a riot.
Yeah, the chief of police announced that she's retiring.
So...
Yes.
That is real.
That's real.
And I can file that away. All right, I just wanted to make sure, because it just didn't sound right.
Have you joined the Stan and Haney VIP club yet?
I don't think so.
I don't know that I have, but I think you should.
Well, what goes on? What happens?
Well...
Do we get to meet Stan and Haney?
No, you join our club.
Oh.
And we are Stan and Haney. We don't get to meet us.
Okay, I got you. All right, I'm back with you.
Register to join the Stan and Haney VIP Club at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. And right now, if you sign up, you have a chance to win a special prize from the band Korn. And if you go to Firehouse Subs, you can pick up a bumper sticker over there that on the back of it has a coupon for a free 32-ounce drink and a bag of chips with any purchase of a medium or large sub. You can see our friends at Firehouse Subs. They got locations all over the place. College Parkway, US 41, the Forum in Fort Myers, and at the corner of Santa Barbara and Veterans Parkway in Cape Coral.
They got good subs.
They got great subs. Let's do the Tiger King story, and then we'll do the local beat. I saw this. This came out of Tampa yesterday. WFLA was making the announcement that the Lewis family were making a major, were having a major press conference. Happened yesterday, and this is what happened at that press conference. There's now a reward to go and find those responsible for the death of Don Lewis. Dateline.
It's about time.
Yeah. Dateline Tampa. A $100,000 reward is being offered for information on the 1997 disappearance of Don Lewis, the Tampa man whose case was featured in Netflix's Tiger King. Lewis's family held a press conference yesterday at River Hills Church of God in Tampa. Lewis's daughter, Gail Rathbone, said, "Amazingly, our little family tragedy has become your tragedy. Our search for closure and truth has become your mission also." The family has retained Jacksonville attorney John Phillips to conduct their own independent investigation into the circumstances surrounding the disappearance. Phillips says he will represent anyone willing to come forward with information pro bono. "I'll represent you," and he's a big attorney up there in Jacksonville. Lewis, of course, was reported missing in 1997 by his wife, Carol Baskin.
Does she have a middle name?
Effin. In the wake of Lewis's disappearance, viewers of the Netflix series have shared theories about what happened. Phillips, the attorney, said, "Think about your grandfather being rumored to either have been eaten by alligators, be under a septic tank of feces, or in a meat grinder.
Or eaten by tigers."
But as wild as it may sound, Phillips says there may be merit to those theories. Baskin, Carol Effing Baskin, the owner of Tampa's Big Cat Rescue, was featured, of course, in the Netflix hit series, which briefly touched on Lewis's disappearance. Since the show's release, Baskin and her current husband, Howard, said producers duped them into thinking the series would be about stopping abuse of big cats. Howard said, "Anyone who spends an hour with my wife, Carol, would come away knowing that there is no way that she had any involvement in Don's disappearance, and that the vicious rumors that were spread by his family are absolute nonsense stuff about meat grinders and septic tanks. There have been renewed calls from authorities for tips in Lewis's case since the show was released."
I think President Trump needs to fully pardon Joe Exotic and order Bill Barr to find out what happened to Don Lewis.
An anonymous donor helped the family raise the $100,000. Daughter Donna Pettis said, "Whomever that person is, we are so grateful. We are hoping that with those funds, someone will have the courage to step forward." And at the end of the press conference, they made a big announcement. Of course, yes, he died in 1997, but the River Hills Church of God is going to have a memorial service for Lewis. That'll be on August 15th at 1:30 p.m.
And when did the man disappear?
1997. But, you know, with the whole kicking of $100,000.
97, that was the first year of the Stan and Haney show.
It sure was. That's when, you know, the disappearance occurred. And now, 23 years later, we're going to have a memorial service for Don at the River Hills Church of God on August 15th. Everybody should know, 1:30 prompt. 1:30 prompt.
To lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love.
Yeah.
Let them run the jungle. Let them roam their land. Then stand back and marvel. What a beautiful cat.
What a beautiful cat.
Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, tiger saw me.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
I can give him a home.
You sure can.
safe and warm. But the law wants to ban me. Can you tell me who's wrong?
Carol F. and Baskins, who's
every
wrong?
Time they move, every time
it's Joe Exotic, though, that's sitting behind bars.
I can feel their power. I can feel their peace.
Cause I saw a tiger.
If you write him a letter, he'll write you back.
Yeah, didn't somebody here write him a letter?
For the pub.
Yeah. I'm just glad we're not part of the gang taking advantage of Joe Exotic.
Hasn't the man been through enough?
Been through hell, Stan.
And back.
What a beautiful singing voice he has.
Seriously. I don't understand why he couldn't make it in country music. Amen. I saw tigers. Tigers saw a man. The videos are great, too.
Yeah, they really are.
Better take a picture. What a sad, sad song. Call it Armageddon.
Call it Armageddon.
Such a painful loss. When they kill all the tigers.
Why are they killing all the tigers?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, now we're back to it.
Now I understand. I saw tiger. Tiger saw man. I saw tiger. Tiger saw man.
Yeah. Is it true now that if you become jail pen pals with Joe Exotic, he'll send you a Joe Exotic Twinkie?
I don't know. Will he?
Junior, did you eat one?
Hold it.
I had one of the Twinkies.
The tiger Twinkies?
The tiger one, yeah. It wasn't good.
It didn't taste good?
No, it had like some sort of orange cream in it.
Yeah, the filling was a little
off. Yeah, the filling
off.
Was like orange cream. Yeah.
I think he does that himself.
Yeah, right there, right from the jailhouse. All right, let's do the local beat. This is unfortunate. Out of Collier County.
Oh, yeah. So many things that are unfortunate.
Broke earlier today. I got this one, I believe, from NBC2. And how stupidity can lead to bigger problems. You want to be, try smarten up just a little bit. Headline. Florida man steals beef jerky, then gets caught with heroin. Yeah.
I can see it.
Yep. Dateline Collier County. Florida man accused of stealing beef jerky from a convenience store yesterday is now behind bars and facing felony narcotics charges. 48-year-old Matthew McNichols of Golden Gate Estates was arrested and charged with possession of heroin and possession of drug paraphernalia after he went back to a convenience store he stole beef jerky from just hours earlier. Deputies with the Collier County Sheriff's Office arrived at the 7-Eleven on Immokalee Road just before 9 a.m. yesterday. They were told that a man and a woman stole beef jerky and a case of water from the store at around 4 a.m. and they had come back. The pair were spotted by deputies in a sweet blue Lincoln passenger vehicle that matched the description. The Lincoln rolled through a stop sign at the exit on Oil Well Road. Deputies then threw on the lights and pulled the Lincoln over. They say they saw aluminum foil that was shaped like a pipe between McNichols' legs and multiple unopened beef jerky packages.
Multiple.
Yeah. The aluminum foil, of course, was burnt as if it was used as drug paraphernalia. We all been there, huh? Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, it was between his legs. It was burned, and that was looked like it was smoking something there. A black pouch also containing glass pipes and several small plastic bags were found during the search of that sweet Lincoln.
So, these people...
One of the bags that they tested, it had the H.
These people are capable of purchasing heroin, and they don't have enough leftover for water and beef jerky. Those don't seem like unreasonable dreams.
No.
Water and beef jerky.
Yep. Now, deputies say, if you noted in the story, there were several unopened packets of beef jerky. Deputies took McNichols into custody, grabbed up the beef jerky that wasn't opened inside that sweet Lincoln, and released it back to the store. Here, you can sell it again. Let me get the... There's one that fell under the passenger seat.
As far as I can tell, there's nothing perfectly good beef jerky. Yeah. None.
Let me go reach for this one. I'll get it.
I don't think it goes bad.
It's right by the seat adjustment. Yep, let's bring him back to the 7-Eleven.
This one, it's still sealed. It's a little deformed, but I might...
Looks like his little lady sat on this one.
Might or could straighten it out a little bit. It'd probably be fine.
There you go, 7-Eleven. They're unopened.
Yeah, we managed to recover the items. I think you'll be fine with them. Maybe put them towards the back of the display. I wouldn't showcase them.
No.
But, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah, look at this mugshot. His look. Yeah, you got me. When we come back...
Looks like another day at the office.
Yeah, for him. Yeah, you got me.
Fair and square.
Fair and square. Everything was on the up and up there. When we come back, attorney Mike Chiannopoulos will join us. He's a lawyer. If you would like to ask Mike a question, there's something going on in your life. Don't kid yourself.
Maybe it involves you need some beef jerky and some water.
Text your question, child support, visitation, all the divorce stuff. Seeing your kids. Maybe you got kids with a lovely lady. You guys ain't married and she's hauling off with the kids. Maybe you got some drug issues like this guy. You got court staring you in the face. Maybe you got a neighbor that's driving you nuts. Maybe you got a landlord that's driving you nuts. Maybe you got somebody that's just stepping on your neck. And you need some legal advice. That's why he comes in and calls in every Tuesday. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. If you want to ask him a question, text it to us. Just like you guys abuse the text line now. Text it to us, 239-277-9600.
See, the idea is that you get us the question so we can ask him while he's here, not after he's gone.
Correct. Mike Chiannopoulos is next.
Because it happens every week.
Every week. We're Stan and Haney.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It is a Tuesday afternoon, 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. 1 hour from now, Stan's Name That Movie, a chance to win some prizes. Today's movie theme, The Telephone. How many movies have you seen over through your life? It involves a telephone conversation.
The call is coming from within the house.
Yes, I did not use that one, thank God. But situations like that where... the phone is used. Who was it, as far as a writer? Ernest Hemingway once said, if you're writing a story and there's a phone in the room, mm-hmm. it better ring within a page or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these are movies with phones. He is our main man. He is Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. If you would like to talk to Mike, text us a question for him on the Absolute Law text line. He's still social distancing, so the text is the best way to ask Mike a question. He is a lawyer. He is an attorney. He is Esquire. 239-277-9600. And we are joined right now by the man himself, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. And as usual, people calling or texting in, asking questions of you. And we've pointed this out before. You come on with us live every Tuesday. You don't know the questions beforehand. You are hearing them for the first time.
But it's that way in his whole life. A lot of people don't know this, but he's also a water rescue attorney.
Yes, that's been done too. But you have no idea where this stuff is coming. You don't know if you're on the boat and somebody calls and they need help immediately and they're on the water too.
It's happened.
Right? And it has. And, you know, I'm fortunate. That's all I can tell you guys. I'm lucky.
Yep. Before we go to the texts, Mike, I have a hypothetical for you. Let's just call it somebody that I've talked to, and I would like to see what your response is. This hypothetical situation happened about a year and a half ago where this person was hit by a vehicle, a business vehicle, and again, about a year and a half ago, he was represented. The business vehicle wound up paying for all of his doctor visits, wound up paying for the car to be repaired. The person got his deductible back and everything was fine. And the person that was representing him said, everything has been taken care of. Yes, everything's been taken care of. A year and a half goes by, Mike, and suddenly this victim who was in the car accident gets a call a year and a half later from an attorney representing the business wanting to talk to this person saying, I see you're not represented anymore. How are we feeling? What should that person, that victim, do? He's no longer represented by the attorney, but a year and a half later, the business vehicle's attorney calls him out of the blue multiple times.
Well, I wouldn't talk to that lawyer, and I would probably get a lawyer to answer him. You know, the accident's over. They're probably looking for you to sign a release saying that you won't sue them, saying that you're not injured, et cetera. And maybe you're not injured, but I would at the very least consult with a lawyer before I called that person back.
So, yeah, so don't go just because there's multiple calls on your answering machine. Don't call them back and start chatting it up with them.
That's correct. And as long as you're not represented, they can call you directly. But I'm telling you, you need to run this by a lawyer. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, give you a free phone consultation, tell you what I think.
All right. Absolute Law text line. This call, this text comes in, and this has to do with a misprint. No names, no nothing. This has to do with a misprint of advertisement in buying a car. This person writes on the Absolute Law text line, Mike, if a car dealership advertises a price for a car and I was to go in and assume that was the price as advertised in the advertisement, newspaper, whatever, and the car dealer tells me the price advertised was incorrect, my question is, what price can the dealership charge me for that car? The real price or the misrepresented price?
Well, you know, that's called bait and switch, and it is against the law to do. And obviously they're going to claim, oh, well, we didn't know, it's just a mistake. All right, well, it is, you know, people make mistakes. But, you know, if they make that same mistake 10 or 15 times in a day, that's probably not a mistake anymore.
Right.
So I would look at, you know, what's going on with that car dealership and see if that's happened more than once. If there's reason for you to believe it's happened more than once, you may go after them for the price difference. Otherwise, I think it would just be good common sense to go buy your car someplace else and never deal with those people again.
That makes perfect sense as well. Because I know in the past, newspapers would have a misprint. Misprints in advertising happen all the time. And it's like, right. You know, look, you're not getting the car for $1,000. It's a $21,000 car.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's the issue of, was it a mistake by the printer or was it a mistake by them?
Yep. And who's at fault there?
And the thing is that the customer would still have the gripe against the business owner. The business owner would have the gripe against the newspaper or, you know, whoever.
And then that way lawyers make money.
Who do you think makes the rules? The rules that we can make money from? When's the last time you saw a legislator that wasn't a damn lawyer?
Absolute Law text line. Mike, my girlfriend, and the operative word, my girlfriend and I are splitting up, and I don't want to lose my kids. We are not married. I don't even know where to start. That's why I'm contacting you. Not married, boyfriend, girlfriend, they got kids, they're breaking up, he doesn't want to lose the kids.
So, they're his kids, they're not married, he has no legal rights to those children. Three ways to become the legal father of a child. Be married to the mother when the child is born, sign a paternity affidavit at the hospital. Listen very carefully. That does not mean sign the birth certificate. Signing the birth certificate gives you no legal rights as the father. Signing a paternity affidavit, which is several pages and kind of a big deal, that will give you, or a judge saying you're the father. So right now, it appears the only way that he can do this is by a judge saying he's the father. So if the mother of those children, to whom he's not married, chooses to leave, she can leave, and there's not anything he can do about it. Unless he goes and files a paternity action right now, once that filed, she can't leave until it's resolved.
And that's,
she can't take the kids.
That's amazing, because the other side of that is you marry a woman, she's unfaithful and becomes pregnant as a result of that liaison.
We've talked about this before, Mike. Yeah, and you're not the father.
I've had that case, and you know what? I've had that case, and the father didn't know it until 14 years when he was getting divorced, and it came up, and that child wasn't his, the oldest one. Ouch!
So it's different either way.
And think about what that, you know, obviously the mother knows and kept her mouth shut, but now you're damaging the father and a 14-year-old to all of a sudden learn this at such a late date. I understand, you know, you deal with the legal stuff. I'm just thinking about emotionally how cruel that is.
It is. I mean, you let this child believe for 14 years that this was her father when you knew it wasn't. Yeah, that's, you know, to me amounts to emotional abuse. But, you know, guys, listen, it all started with, no, really, here, try this apple. It hasn't gotten any better since. So are we really, I mean, are we surprised?
Everything was fine, Mike, up until then.
It was all fine while I was believing your lie.
Yeah.
But now that I discovered it, things aren't so good.
Absolutely.
Damn apple.
Yep. Yep, absolute law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. This person, and I'm glad that this person asked this question, because we have come up with this where people will go and put a little jacket on a dog and say that they're their emotional support animal. And the longest time was that a business owner, if you were bringing a dog in there, couldn't ask you what your disability was. It was against the law. I think they were in the process of changing that, if I'm not mistaken, Mike. But this kind of goes into the same line, but with masks that people have to wear. This person writes, Mike, in businesses and states that require me to wear a face mask indoors and even outside, can I use the Americans with Disabilities Act as an excuse not to wear a mask, and are they allowed to ask me what's my condition?
You know, I would almost have to go look that up. So I'm just going to try to reason through this with some common sense, which actually, if it makes sense, won't be the law. So then I guess we'll be able to figure out the law, what the law will be.
Yeah, the opposite.
All that stuff doesn't make any sense. So you have to wear a mask inside. Let me tell you what I think about that. I don't think that's unconstitutional. Some people have said it is. I disagree. It's a private business, and I think they're protecting themselves by being sued from other people. You know, all these big stores that are, you know, all over the country, they've come out with policies, many of them, that say if you're in our stores or our facilities, you have to have a mask on. Why? Because they don't want to be sued by somebody who comes in their store and says, I got it because you didn't make people wear masks.
It's all about liability.
We've got plaintiff's lawyers driving business behavior. That's part of what's wrong with what goes on in our profession, in our country. But if they're saying you have to wear them outside, well, where? Outside their building within 50 feet, if you're in their outside seating area, if you're in their parking lot, what? If you're in the public street on the way home 2 miles from there, you still have to have one on? I don't understand.
Now, and I think where he's going with this, because I saw a story probably a few weeks ago of a woman that was on a plane and was not wearing a face mask, and everybody on the plane started yelling and screaming at her, and she said that I can't wear the mask. It's difficult for me to breathe because I have a health condition. I think this guy is asking, you know, if I'm not wearing a mask and I tell him I can't wear a mask because of a health condition, do I have to tell him what that condition is?
You know, under HIPAA and all of that stuff, I would normally say no. But given the conditions that we have and a pandemic and the serious threat, remember, unusual, you know, threatening circumstances justify the temporary suspension or the loosening slightly of constitutional standards to accommodate things like a pandemic, an earthquake, a world war, right? So normally I'd say no, but yeah, I think they can under these circumstances because it makes sense to see that they're enforcing the law. I mean, just like if you're pulled over and you say, I'm not drunk, I have a medical condition that causes me to slur my speech. They have to ask you what medical condition to determine if you're telling the truth, right?
Well, Mike, this is a concern to many people who value the principles the country was founded on. The governor of New Mexico actually said that for the state of New Mexico, even when COVID is over, if it's taken care of with a vaccine or it burns itself out, whatever, she wants to keep the control, saying, quote, these are good public health behaviors that will prevent the spread of influenza. Just because COVID goes away doesn't mean we should stop wearing masks and all of this.
Unbelievable,
Mike.
Well,
I don't know who she's related to, but I can tell you, there's a whole group of people around here I'd rather see keep wearing masks when this is over, too.
I just, I think that there's some people that have gotten intoxicated with the idea that they have complete ultimate power.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. And it's like anything else. Yeah, we're going to raise the tolls on this road for this emergency. Well, guess what? The tolls never go back down, guys. And it's the same thing when you give power to a politician.
Yeah.
They never give it back to you. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you don't generally gain rights.
That's not been the history of this country.
Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, I've recently quit my job, and they owe me 3 weeks worth of pay. Payday is on Friday, but I do not believe they will pay me everything that I am owed. What should I do if that's the case?
Well,
this is somebody that quit their job.
Hiring a lawyer is not a great answer to those situations because they owe you an amount of pay that, you know, a lawyer is going to charge you more than the amount of pay to get back. So that doesn't make sense. So we start looking for, you know, what are some real resources for somebody in that situation? And I would start with the local labor board, because those are labor practices, and you can ask for an investigation. And if those practices violate the law, then they will be fined there, and they'll help you determine if you have a private cause of action to sue them. But I suggest if you go and start that process, most employers are going to say, you know what, it's smarter and easier to pay them this amount, even though it's in dispute, and just be done with it.
So threaten them.
get you relief.
Threaten them with some bureaucratic hell.
Yeah, but be prepared to follow through if they don't threaten so easily.
Mike, you don't have to answer this question, but because we talk about you boating so much and how you are a captain and you can navigate by the stars, people are naturally curious. You don't have to. If you'd like to, by all means, Absolute Law text line. Mike, how's it going? What kind of boat are you running? Don't give out too many details. I'm just curious what an Esquire is captaining these days.
Well,
a nice one.
I've got a boat that's old and needs a lot of love, and I've given her a lot of love. So it's not that impressive a boat, but for me, it's beautiful. It's kind of like a mother when she looks at her baby. Everybody knows it's ugly, but she thinks it's beautiful. That's kind of my boat.
Let's go. We got time for maybe one more here on the Absolute Law text line. Interesting as well. Mike, my job is going to resume soon. And due to the coronavirus, the HR department sent out a letter for employees to sign if they do not want to report to work and wish to continue working remotely. They say it is meant to be a request for families who might have pre-existing conditions, and it will be decided on a case-by-case basis. Is this some kind of trap?
I'm not hearing a trap in there. You know, a lot of it's going to depend on, and you're probably just going to need to call me off the air and let me ask you some of the important questions, like, well, what industry do you work in, and are you hourly, are you salaried, are you management, are you, you know, so there's all sorts of stuff like that. Just give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE. And I'll give you a free phone consultation and tell you what I think.
I know, speaking for people that I know and where my wife and her company and other companies, they are making that an option now. Where they're, and I know my sister-in-law is going through the same thing up north, where they're saying, look, we're not going to be going back to the office until 2021. If you want to work remotely, that's fine. Once the offices reopen, that will still allow that, but plan on 2021 before being able to go back into an office. And then it will be your choice. And a lot of people are saying the exact thing what that person was texting, that they've finally realized that they can go and be at home with the kids, still do the job, and not have to go into the office.
It was glorious working from home.
So,
well, I think that everybody but Haney proved you can work from home and do everything else.
That was just
out of pool area. They couldn't get anything else done. He was stuck in the pool area. It was like they had a magnetic fence around him.
Mike, it was such a thing of beauty.
I'm sure.
24/7, you can get a hold of
and it
of
showed
Mike
me,
Chinopolis.
You know, it's possible to have a good life.
Yeah, but I'll have that when I retire.
I need an electric fence for a grown-up so I can stay in there. Hey, it's 239-ASK-MIKE. You know, if you call, especially Stan, anytime outside of normal business hours, you press 6, it comes straight to my cell phone. Tuesdays is my favorite day. Love speaking to the audience, guys. Talk to you next week.
Mike, we'll talk to you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law.
And I'd still be there.
239-ASK-MIKE.
But you just threw a fit.
Ain't me.
It was you.
You're
admit
Ray.
Admit it.
It wasn't. We'll be back.
Who was it then?
I don't know.
96 K-Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96 K-Rock.
Boy, you are so generous.
Yeah, that deal has always been with us since back in the day. I don't know why you're so shocked about how generous I am. It's me. I'm a giving guy.
You want to explain what your deal is?
Yeah, you know what? I have no problem explaining what my deal is.
Because it's very generous.
And I think it's fair. It's a hypothetical that Stan, now this question is asked around living rooms and bars and restaurants all the time.
Well, I remember it came up when you had the opportunity to date an heiress and you screwed it all up.
Oh, don't even start with that again. Look, that was a long time ago. But that
was it a shampoo company?
Yeah, no, Betty Crocker.
Right there in the palm of your
hand. Look, it was what happened would happen if you hit the lottery. Say the Powerball was at $153 million. You went and had the ticket and bam. You know what would happen? Everybody would come around, and whether they were friends, family, charitable organization, that all come out waiting for their handout. Take care of me. You know, I can see my sisters now. Take care of me. What? So we had this conversation. Haney and I had this conversation 20, 30 years ago. If you hit the lottery, would you take care of me? And my answer to Haney back then is the same as it is right now. I'm not going to just go and hand you out money. No.
No, nothing.
No. I said to my friends, especially you, but to my friends and my immediate surroundings, I would pay off all of your debt and give you a fresh start. I'd pay off the mortgage on your house. I'd pay off your car. I'd pay off your credit cards. Haney starts with nothing owed. And that would be my gift to you. Whatever thing, tough times, hard times, everything you have, if you had a mortgage on a house, that car payment was way more. You were in over your head with that one to begin with. I'd take care of it, pay it all off, and give you a fresh start.
Let's say hypothetically, Stan.
Yeah.
That your buddy Haney has been through divorce and heartache, bad luck with women, and somehow at the end of it all, Haney doesn't have anything, but Haney is a man of his word and has managed to come back from all of that, hasn't been able to get a house or anything like that.
Yeah.
But managed to get himself debt-free.
Oh. Well, then we're all square. We're even. Now you don't need my help. We're all square.
So, hypothetically.
You know what I told you.
So, hypothetically.
I said I would buy a house.
So, hypothetically.
Yeah.
In Stan's world.
Yeah.
Haney is a complete dick.
I never use that word.
Runs up just thousands of dollars in wasteful debt.
Yeah. Oh, this would be hypothetical, Haney, that just was irresponsible.
Yeah.
Was not debt-free.
Yeah.
Okay.
And has a house he's underwater on and owes everybody.
Yeah, everybody under the sun.
At that point, Stan would come into the rescue with as much as it took.
To clear the slate, yeah. And you know what would happen in that case? I'd go off with whatever millions I had left, give you the fresh start because of your irresponsibility, give you a fresh start. But that's the way you are. So in a year's time, you'd be back in debt again.
But hypothetically,
that's a valuable lesson.
If that's not the way I am, I get nothing.
Yeah, you were all square.
That sounds an awful lot like how life works.
Yeah, we're all square. We're all even, Steven. I told you, though. But there has to be a cap on it. I mean, I don't want you to go extravagant like Wayne Newton there with Shenandoah.
But what a beautiful home.
I would buy you a home, a pool home.
You've got to admit, Shenandoah, that was great, a beautiful home.
But you know what? He was irresponsible. Had to give it up. Had to sell all of his Arabian horses.
Because he thought he'd always be Wayne Newton.
Yep. Guess what? The gravy train stops at some point. And there goes Shenandoah. I think it's now a shopping mall. But, you know, I'd get you a house. I'd get you, you know.
You know what? That's when you know you've done something. When they turn your house into a shopping mall.
Yeah, something like that. They did something. Somebody bought it at auction.
Yeah, we had to leave the estate. It's now a high school.
They wanted to develop it. Let's get you updated.
They said it had good bones. I think my bedroom is now a Macy's.
One thing on the board, and it is a crash in Fort Myers.
They kept the original escalators.
They sure did, because they were beautiful, and it was utilitarian. North Airport Road and Fowler Street, we have a crash. That's the only thing on the board right now. We'll check back in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Jesus Christ.
I thought you said you were going to do something with that.
What are you doing?
Didn't you say you were going to stop stapling this?
Oh, yeah, they were all in order, and they were all correlated.
Well, excuse me, I got to take the rest of the day off and run up some debt.
Can I introduce you to a $50 printer? Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you.
It's true.
What is true?
Get a printer!
Here's an interesting proposition for you.
Yes.
As long as we're in this mood.
Sure.
What if you could have $1 million.
Ooh.
But for the rest of your life,
yeah,
every traffic light you ever hit would be red.
I that's that way now. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'd take it.
I don't know where the person that came up with that question lives, yeah, but
doesn't live here. That's crazy.
Really wouldn't affect much.
None.
They've done a survey asking Americans, when are you old? At what age are you old?
What am I now, 58? At 58. Did you see this headline? Those of you that care, I don't. It's Kamala.
Kamala's dead. Kamala Harris died.
It's Kamala now. Yeah, she just was named Biden's VIP. Or VIP. VP pick. Kamala Harris.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States.
It's what's going to happen.
It could be worse.
It could be.
Because from what I understand of Kamala, whatever she is, she doesn't truly believe in anything.
No, you're right, which is good.
Yeah. So she may be aware that all the lefties are crazy, but as long as she gets elected, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Amoral.
Yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Let's have some more laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Many parents are realizing that homeschooling may be the best option at this point. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for homeschooling the kids.
Top tips for homeschooling the kids. I'll have to give you a tip. It doesn't work.
One word. Ritalin. Create a support group with other parents who need to get drunk after a day of homeschooling.
Are you a Johnny?
My what?
Are you a Johnny?
A Jody?
Are you a Jody?
You got to work on that. You got to fix that up a little bit.
Come on, man.
Gym class means WWE moves on the trampoline with Dad.
Right on.
Living in America.
Take the opportunity to teach kids things they won't learn in normal school, like math, history, English, science. Mama. Now, they're going to be far behind in gender studies, but, you know, hopefully they'll catch up.
It is man.
What world do we live in? Teach your kids how to be part of the cool crowd by inviting over nerds for them to pick on.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Let's bring over the dorks for a pool party.
Mm-hmm. There you go, son.
Have at it, son.
King of the castle.
Proud of you.
Keep to a regular schedule. This may be the most important. For instance, start every day at 9 a.m. and give up by 10.
Yep.
That's what they do. The kids, you're lucky you get 20 minutes out of them at that homeschool learning.
And finally, the very top tip for homeschooling the kids.
Yes.
Buy yourself a used Volvo. If you're going to act like a teacher, you may as well drive like one. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Left the building.
Bad tip, man.
Freddie, thank you. It's email time. Ahoy.
Is that bad that I'm relieved that Biden picked a VP who believes in nothing and is just cynical?
Come on, man.
I'm relieved.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
I'm not being...
Let's leave it at that.
No, honestly, I'm relieved.
Good. That's good. It's going to be our first woman president.
Yeah, and one that smokes more than I do.
Yeah. Oh, heavy smoker.
Woo!
This is from Lee, and he asks a legitimate question here. And I don't blame him. Hey, guys, I listen to you every day. What gives? I've been standing in front of this Home Depot every morning for the last 2 weeks, looking for that K-Rock job you keep promising. No, that was for how Haney and I met, Brad.
Do we still have that liner that Bill Curtis did for us?
Which one?
How these two gentlemen are still employed.
Oh, yeah. What, you want to hear it?
The question to which there are no answers. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to hear it. Let's stop what we're doing and listen to that. Bill Curtis was beyond awesome to us.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy.
And one hell of a newsman. He was the biggest name in news in Chicago and then went network. I got it right here. Yeah, here. Let's see. Oh, I move this so it doesn't jump.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports, called Case Files and American Justice on A&E. In my nearly 40 years of investigating journalism, the one case I've not been able to solve, and to which there are no answers, is how these gentlemen are still employed. Here's Stan and Haney.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
That should answer the question.
This is from Kevin.
Ahoy, guys. You know, I've won a couple of things over the years. Junior needs a lesson from D-Train on taking info over the phone.
He does struggle with that.
Love the show. Signed, Kevin.
You'd agree that's not your strong point, wouldn't you?
Everyone had crazy last names yesterday.
Sure.
Like what?
I don't know. They're crazy. I can't even spell them.
I'm looking at this guy's last name. It's four letters.
You'll get there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. We believe in you. This is from our friend Carlos. Ahoy, guys. It sounded freaky hearing that lightning charge in my headphones yesterday. Yeah, that's it. It sounded like Stan was getting shocked.
He was.
It's hilarious, but worrisome. I cracked up listening to you guys, but be careful. You guys are hilarious. And by the way, you guys do carry K-Rock. Well, you know, it was just the other
day. It's hilarious as long as you live through it.
Yeah. It was just the other day. Somebody was saw Haney walking down the hallway all hunched over. I said, what the hell, Haney? Something wrong with your back?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I got a lot of spinal problems. Well, what's wrong? I'm carrying K-Rock on my back for the last 30.
People don't know.
You know, he's walking around all hunched over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
This isn't something that we make up and brag about. Yep. We were told flat out that there was a particular moment in time that if it weren't for us, yep, K-Rock would have gone away.
Yep. And they forgot about that because it was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeez, my back is really hurting me.
No.
What for, Stan?
Just wrecked.
Yeah. Carrying K-Rock on my back all these... We'll be back. Stan's Name That Movie is next. 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the broadcast. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home, and then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie, where you can win lots of beautiful prizes just by being the first person to identify the film. Today's topic, the telephone. The telephone in film. We got a lot of good stuff. I'll go over the prizes before we play you the clips. But first, let's get us updated here on traffic for your drive home. A few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. We'll start with a disabled vehicle, hopefully moved out of the way by now. McGregor Boulevard and Whiskey Creek Drive. Another one in Fort Myers. Crash. Cross Creek Boulevard and Chartwell Drive. And Lehigh Acres. Crash. Joel Boulevard and Bell Boulevard North, right by the Winn-Dixie. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30, right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips today dealing with the telephone. Utilized countless times in film. I mean, there's no way in the world I could get all of them. I only have five. Phones are on lockdown right now. Your job will be to identify the film. If you are the first person to correctly identify it, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. I've got a gift certificate to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. Gift certificate to Foxborough Tavern in Naples. A gift certificate to Lenny's Subs. Two locations to serve you. One in Cape Coral, one in Fort Myers by Pagefield. The Pewter Mug North. How about a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Summer Nights? If you need a haircut, but hey, school's starting up. Junior needs to get his, butch haircut before starting class. Had people on our street like that. They'd let their kids' hair grow all summer long, and then school started. Butch haircut. And I mean right down to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have telescoping back scratchers.
Well, what do you want for the boys here? Well, just remove the razor guard. Yep. Take it off.
Take it off. They'd have long hair just before school, and school started.
Look like
fall.
They're joining the Marines.
Yep. That's the way it was back in the day. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip again. These have to do with telephones. I put what I think are the more difficult ones early. The no-brainer will be at the end. Movie clip number one. Name this movie.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Michael. What's up?
I heard your little advertisement there for the pizza place.
Yeah, Jericho's Pizza. Yeah, I love that pizza. What about it? Don't you like it? You sound like you'd love it.
I happen to enjoy Jericho's Pizza. And all I wanted to say to you tonight, Mr. Champlain, was I have an interest in this place, or at least some certain friends of mine do.
Just use one syllables, Billy. I mean, if it's really difficult. Oh, Billy,
right.
Michael.
Hey, smart guy.
Just use one syllable.
Hey, smart guy.
Oh, we're being...
Hey.
We're smart guy.
Hey, smart guy.
We got somebody with a little lip on us tonight.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, what? Don't call me hey. My name isn't hey, okay?
This is not a conversation. This is a monologue. I talk, you listen. You understand me? You understand me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're listening. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't want you making any more of these comments about the place, all right? About the pizza joint.
Well, why, do you have relatives that run that place or something? Your Uncle Vinny or something? Does he own it, huh? Hey, you know what I think, Michael? I think you're a meatball.
Name the movie. Phone lines, I'm releasing them right now. 277-9600. I love that movie.
Now, what does it mean when you call somebody a meatball? Is that different than a meathead?
Yes.
Is it worse?
Yes, it is. A meatball, you just look at you. You're a meatball. A meathead is dead from the neck up.
So which is more insulting?
I think a meatball. That's what I would think.
Would it be by a mile or just by degrees?
Degrees. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd, can you name the movie?
Animal House?
No. 277-9600.
Now, was that a meathead or a meatball?
That's a meathead. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, can you name the movie?
No, I thought this was a pizza place.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Rick.
Rick, can you name it?
Talk radio?
It is talk radio. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I would love one of those back scratchers.
You got it. Hold the line. Yeah.
Wasn't that based on a true story?
Yes, it was. Most certainly was. What was it? Eric Bogosian.
Mm-hmm.
Played Barry Champlain.
Who was based on Alan Berg.
Correct. All right, we're up to...
I believe it happened in Denver.
Yep. We're up to movie clip number two, dealing with the telephone today. Here's the second movie clip. Name the movie. Dealing with the telephone.
Stuart, look uptown. These geniuses are still at the juncture box trying to tap in. Only I have installed an encryption device at both ends of the line. There's no chance of a trap trace, so now they've got to try some fancy low-jack instrument. It's really sad. I hope you weren't pinning your hopes on those morons. Truth is, I'm on a wireless ADS with a clone number. It'll take them at least a half an hour to find out that I've call forwarded through Philadelphia. And let me tell you, this will all be over before they can get a dial tone.
We can't get a trace or break into the line. It's like a ball of rubber bands.
I knew there was something weird about this. You guys keep working on it.
Stuart, come on. You're behaving like a child. You're still going to give me the silent treatment. Hello? Stuart, don't do this, please. Come on. My sainted mother used to do this. She used to dish us out. Stuart, please don't do this. Stuart, you're bringing back my unhappy childhood. Stuart, talk to me, please. Talk to me. I can't take it. Stuart, please. I'm kidding. I had a very happy childhood.
Name the movie. 277-9600.
Sometimes it's not as simple as pulling the LUDs.
Oh, and they're like a ball of rubber bands. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, can you name the movie?
Is it Phone Booth?
It is Phone Booth.
Woo-hoo!
The voice. That the voice of Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What would you like?
Do you have the Busch Garden ticket?
I do.
Oh, I would like those.
You got them.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Hold on. Junior's going to spend the next 20 minutes with you getting your information. Hold on.
Thank you so much.
Hold on.
You're just being polite.
Yeah, just being polite.
Now the guessing game begins.
Let's put them on the clock.
And you pronounce that, is it Smita? Smitty?
Spell that back for me.
Oh, Smith. Yes.
Hit him. Hit him.
Samita?
All right, we're up to movie clip. We're up to movie clip number three. Again, the topic, phones. Phones. Name the movie.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween. You know, the one with the guy in the white mask who walks around and stalks babysitters?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy had knives for fingers?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, that's right. I like that movie. It was scary.
Well, the first one was, but the rest sucked.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why, you want to ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
What do you think I said? What? Hello?
Look, I gotta go.
Wait, I thought we were gonna go out.
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't hang up on me.
Now, is that the first one you know, or do you not even have a clue about that one?
I think I know which one that
is. All right, 277-9600. That's Haney's favorite gal right there. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, ahoy. Sorry. Ahoy. Ahoy. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Ahoy.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Katie.
Katie, do you think you know that movie?
Yeah, it's Scream.
It is Scream. With Drew Barrymore getting all flirty with the guy who was watching her. What would you like?
Do you have any more Busch Gardens tickets?
I do not have any more Busch Gardens tickets. I got Bam's Restaurant. I got Foxborough Tavern. I got Lenny's Subs. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Twin Cuts Haircuts. And I got Telescoping Back Scratchers.
Can we get the Pewter Mug, please?
You sure can. Hold on. Thank you for phoning, Junior. That's line one over there. Dun, dun, dun!
Wait. Sure, I'll go on a date with you. I'll do anything you want. Wait a second. What did you say?
Now they start getting easier. That was pretty easy. Movie clip number four. This movie's about the telephone. Things going on over the telephone. Name this movie. Telephone was in use here, too.
Jerry!
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family matter.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it when you would mean it, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, yeah, no, show you the money.
Not show you, show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah! Louder!
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell at me.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
Yeah. Junior, you know that one? Do you know that movie?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, check it in with you. Check it in, make sure everything's good. Let's find out if our audience knows that movie. Find one lucky person that can name it and win a prize.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
How are you?
Good. I didn't even say ahoy yet, and you're hi, Courtney.
Oh. Well, that's
pretty good.
She's down to business.
Yeah, that's right, down to business.
Being polite, introducing myself, but it's Jerry Maguire.
It is Jerry Maguire. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Do you have pewter mug?
I do have the pewter mug. Would you like to go?
That'd be great.
All right, hold on. I'm going to send you over to Junior. Try to be as quick with him as possible. He's slow asking questions.
Well, and that's going to be a confusing name. Courtney.
Courtney. How did Courtney?
The last Courtney person was Katie with a C-A-Y. What does that mean?
No excuses. Hold on, Courtney, hold on. Now he picked it up. Let's start the clock.
Sound it out.
All right, we got one more for you, and it's the easiest of them all. It's the absolute easiest. First correct answer. We still have Bam's Restaurant. We have Foxborough Tavern. We have Lenny's Subs. We have Back Scratchers. We have Haircuts at Twin Cuts. Name the movie. It's the fifth one. You can say you were the big winner, and it's the easiest of them all. Here we go.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Oh, yeah.
Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
Fair enough.
But if you don't, I will look for you.
Seems like a reasonable man.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
Well, okay then.
All right. If I was him, I would have never said good luck. Just saying. That wasn't a good thing to say.
What would you have said?
Nothing. Because if you know the movie, well, I will.
Well, what you should have said was what the other guy said. Show me the money.
Show me the money!
Yeah. Screamed it at him.
Ahoy, who's this?
Suzanne.
Boy, what?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen.
Good. Do you know what that movie is?
Taken.
It is Taken. With Liam Neeson.
And as it turns out, he wasn't kidding.
Yeah, and see, here's why he should have never said good luck, because he kept the recording of the call, and when he was going to go and rescue his daughter with those mob kidnappers there,
mm-hmm.
The one guy that made the phone call, you know, because he went in as a regular citizen. I'm just looking for, good luck. And it matched the voice on the phone, and he knew, and then all hell
broke. Well, that's part of that certain set of skills he
had. That's right. Listening skills.
Right.
Yeah. What would you like?
Oh, gentlemen, what do you have left? I'm sorry.
I have Bam's Restaurant. I have Foxborough Tavern. I have Lenny's Subs. I have Twin Cuts Haircut, locations all throughout Southwest Florida. And I have Telescoping Back Scratchers.
How about Foxborough Tavern?
You got it.
I like her. She called us gentlemen.
Yes.
Woohoo!
We don't hear that very often. Hold on. Any outro, please?
No. In lieu of an outro, here's this.
Okay.
Telephone, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there once was a fella named Willard McBain. And he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight, he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on a pay telephone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Mark?
He should be done by about now, but he's not.
You don't know me, Margaret. But I know you.
So creepy. Creepy.
Well, it's upset the lady, gave her the blues. So she called the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello. Is this Margaret?
So creepy.
I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked?
Creepy.
Well, I called up Ma Bell, traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town.
Probably pulled the lugs.
Yep.
The vice squad.
So they had to do pull the lugs on those things. Find out where that call came from.
Lips of that amorous man, as he said. It's me again, Margaret. Hello. Is this Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. Wanna hear me bark like Rin Tin Tin?
So creepy. So creepy.
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown. And they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came.
Wonder
down.
Who he was gonna call, huh?
He wet his chapped lips, cleared his young throat. And then he dialed the telephone. Softly, he spoke. It's me again, Margaret.
They got me, Margaret.
You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I'll miss you.
And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come over there with a weed eater and a live chicken and some cool whip. Ooh-wee! We'll have a big old dive, Margaret.
We'll be back.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It is a Tuesday afternoon for a lot of you. You're on your way home after finishing your Tuesday. We're right here with you. Glad to have you along. Mark Haney and the news in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And in at 6 o'clock, Al Beck, he's our new night guy. Al Beck, over the past couple of weeks, Al and Junior have become very good friends. I think Junior spends more time with Al Beck, our new guy, than anybody.
Yeah.
I'd guesstimate that you spend more time with Al than anybody.
Yeah, we're pals.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Let's.
You know, I remember one time when Joe Biden was running for president.
Will you please, please.
And he had to pick a running mate.
Yes.
And he knew he had to pick a girl.
Yeah.
And that little girl.
Yeah.
Was me.
Let's get you updated.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Nothing makes sense. What? Nothing makes sense in love and politics. Just one thing on the board. And if you're out there, you know what? You're probably having a nice day, and this might be slowing it up a little bit. Hit and run. 15,000 block of Captiva Drive. Right at the Bubble Room restaurant on Captiva. Let me tell you something. If that accident is ruining your day, I'm sorry. But you're on Captiva right now. And Junior's in a room looking at computer screens and having a conversation with Al Beck. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, Kamala 11th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
In the 1984 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls drafted not just one, but two of the greatest athletes of all time. Can you name either of them?
Well, 84, it's Jordan.
Correct.
Don't know the other. Horace Grant? I don't know.
I said two of the greatest athletes of all time.
Right.
In 1984, they did draft Michael Jordan. In the same draft, 205 picks later, the Chicago Bulls selected Carl Lewis with the 208th pick.
The sprinter?
Yep.
The Olympic gold medalist?
Yes, Lewis opted not to play basketball and stick with the track and field thing, which seemed to work better.
Yeah, I'd think so.
But think about that. Michael Jordan and Carl Lewis.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Carl Lewis was drafted somewhere in the NFL draft, too. Fastest man alive at the time.
But I mean, you know what? That goes in, even though it didn't work out, that looks pretty good on paper.
Oh, sure.
Who'd you get? I got Jordan and Carl Lewis.
Yep. Look at that. Who is it? We got Jordan. Who's the guy in the middle?
Steve Kerr.
Is it? Is it?
Rowdy Gaines.
Oh, another Olympian swimmer, I think.
Now, if I told you that was Steve Kerr,
I wouldn't fight you on it.
Yep. Boy, he went nuts, didn't he?
Yeah.
We all remember Rocky.
I had my picture taken right next to that statue, Junior. I tried to climb those steps, too.
I ran those steps.
I tried to run them.
What do you mean you tried to?
When I was an old guy. It was just a couple of years ago.
Oh, I did it when I was 10.
All right, then.
Had no problem. And the whole time I was going, dun 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 dun. So we remember Rocky and Apollo Creed.
Sure.
During the filming of Rocky, Sylvester Stallone legitimately broke his ribs, and Carl Weathers broke his nose, which unfortunately is the opposite of the movie where Rocky has a broken nose and Apollo Creed has broken ribs.
He's breaking up inside, champ. We're going to stop this. He's breaking up inside. No, that was they were saying in Apollo's corner. And then Rocky would come to the corner and say, he broke my nose.
Cut me, Mick. I keep going.
It's tearing you up inside, champ. It's tearing you up inside.
I don't want to hear another damn word about it.
You know, we're dealing with this pandemic issue. But modern medicine has faced many challenges over the years.
Sure has.
One of the great discoveries, penicillin. But prior to penicillin, the big breakthrough.
Yeah. If you can call it that.
They had to deal with syphilis.
Yeah. Penicillin was a miraculous drug. It saved so many lives.
So prior to that, what was the best available treatment for syphilis?
Hey, Junior, you might know this too. Remember the
why would he know it?
Because remember the Van Gogh book I gave you that I never got back?
Oh yeah, that one that's under my bed.
Yeah. That was like a $100 book, and I told you could read it, but you never...
I got through 10 pages.
Vincent Van Gogh had syphilis, and there was no penicillin then, and they gave him something that they thought would go... Something else... Hey, look, the only thing I'm going to say is something that was could make you a lot sicker at the moment than syphilis.
The quote-unquote cure for syphilis was malaria. Doctors believed that, well, if you had syphilis and we inject you with malaria, it would cause such a high fever that it would kill off the syphilis.
Yeah, I'd forget about it.
Yeah. However, you have the person there who must survive a bout of malaria in order to cure the syphilis. Kind of iffy.
You know, in that book, it was talking about over in Europe in the 1800s, virtually everybody had syphilis. And it was the great secret. Don't say nothing about it. You know, go and marry that virgin that is in your neighborhood. And they'd give her syphilis, too. And everybody had syphilis, and if you died of natural causes, chances are they'd write something else down, but you really died from syphilis.
Mm-hmm. So you loaned him a book, huh?
I did, and I'm not a cheap one.
You have not had the best of luck with books lately.
No.
You went to the bookstore, you told me.
Jesus.
And there was a book you really wanted to read.
Yep.
And you slapped it down on the counter, and at first... it was a nice feeling, like I've chosen well, because the clerk said, you've picked a really good book.
That's what she said. This is a very good book.
And then what happened?
She proceeded to tell me the whole damn book. Oh, this will happen and that'll happen. I don't know if you know this, but it's in the book. You'll read about it. What am I buying it for then? You're sitting there giving me the cliff notes of the damn thing. I'll put it back and get the other book I wanted.
So that was this weekend.
Yeah.
What happened? Have you read the book?
Yeah, I did. Was well, it, I'm in the process
was
of reading.
Was it what she said?
Yeah, pretty close. And no surprises there.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Thank goodness somebody, because I thought Junior read a book that I gave him.
Well, he read the first 10 pages. Yep. It's under his bed, and those pages are stuck together now.
Yep. A texter was kind enough to refresh my memory. Mercury. It would turn their teeth all silver. And they came down, if you went to the doctor, and they found out that you had syphilis,
mm-hmm.
which Van Gogh had, his brother had, his sister-in-law had.
And they found that a good leaching, a good bloodletting didn't help.
The cure, or what they thought would help, take something that's really good for you, mercury.
Because we're not sure what that is.
Nobody
Go ahead,
knows.
Take some of that.
Yeah. It's liquid, but it's really a solid, and it's not good for you. But here, that'll cure the syphilis.
Yeah, at least distract it.
Yeah, think about something else.
Mm-hmm. Give you a different malady.
Yeah.
They did a new survey. This survey was limited to people over 65. And they asked some interesting questions. They asked people over 65, at what age do you become old?
What did they say? I think I know the age.
Well, remember, they're asking people over 65.
So I'm not there yet.
You don't become old until you hit 77.
What?
Then, by God, you're old.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And even then, 90% said you're only as old as you feel.
Oh, don't give me that crapola.
They also shared the top 10 things about getting old, and we have their answers.
All right.
Number one, having more free time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Number two, not feeling pressure to do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah. Next one, eating cat food out of a can because you didn't save when you were working.
Having grandchildren. Finding pleasure in little things, like eating cat food.
Yeah, because you didn't save, and you have no pension, and you didn't put enough in the 401k, and now you're eating cat food out of a can.
Realizing there's more to life than work.
Well, you know, I'm still trying to discover that.
Wearing clothes for comfort, not style. Well, you've gotten that.
Yeah, we do that now.
Not caring anymore what anybody else thinks.
Haney's thought that for the last 20.
It became quite clear to me that there's no point.
Yeah.
Because it finally, one day, I said to myself, and I didn't say it out loud. Yeah. I said it to myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. What'd you say?
Haney, these people are not your friends.
Well, you could have said that out loud, and I would have gone down a list of people and checked them off for you. You shouldn't be hanging around them.
Go ahead, Haney. Give, and give some more. Number eight, finally having a clear idea of what's important in life.
Yep, and then you die.
Number nine, all those discounts.
Oh, I'm already taking advantage of those.
And number 10, the only one on this list that makes perfect sense to me.
What is it?
Not having to worry about the future.
Yeah, because the future's now.
Yeah.
Don't plan too far ahead.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, how long I got to worry about this?
77, that's old. You got, by average, you got maybe 2.5-3 years. By average.
What am I worried about?
Yeah, nothing. Live it up. That's when I become a heroin addict.
You made this known.
Yep. What do I got to worry about?
You promised me.
Oh, that'll ruin your future.
That if we make it to the end of this long road, that you and I together are going to become drug addicts.
Yep. We'll be like 77 years old and we'll shoot up for the first time. What do we care? Where? What future we got to look for?
Lock and load, my friend.
Make me feel warm and comfortable. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm good.
Eyes roll back up in your head.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
What's the matter with Pa?
You seem different lately.
Yeah.
Are you cold?
Huh? And then you get to communicate that way, and it's normal.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Junior, talk to us.
Yeah.
No, say something. Listen, we're 77 and chasing the dragon.
Stan Haney, you awake?
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Can you get up off the couch?
That's going to be great.
We're in La La Land.
We just got to remember every once in a while to just blurt out, who needs it? In other news.
Yes.
Between 2012 and 2016, a gentleman in his 60s named James Wersick robbed more than a dozen banks in the Potomac, Maryland area. Then he stopped. Got it out of his system.
Right.
Police never caught him, and it's quite possible they never would have. But last week, now 71-year-old James got the itch again.
Well, 71, he's still young.
And after a 4-year hiatus, decided to rob a bank one more time. One more big score, Stan. And this time, well, he lost a step.
I would imagine.
And they caught him in the act.
Aww. Just wanted to see if he could still do it.
So why, after a successful bank robbing career, he got away with it, scot-free.
Yeah.
Why would he go back to robbing banks?
Why?
The same thing that all the other weird bull is blamed on. Coronavirus.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a good excuse. I think we got a good year out of this corona thing, even after it's done. Throw out corona.
His attorney says James is an electrician, and the work dried up because of the corona.
Mm.
He needed money, and he knew one other way to make money.
It was the best.
He is now facing 16 felony counts of armed bank robbery.
He's 71. No matter what he gets, it's a life sentence.
Who knew?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Report.
What?
For our final story, Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Who needs it? Bill. Now that's the story of one bank robber. We end today with the story of another bank robber, and there's one crucial difference.
What?
This bank robber is a Canadian.
Oh, well, now the guessing game begins.
58-year-old Davis Morris robbed a bank in Ottawa on Friday morning. Remember, Mr. Morris is a Canadian. So, of course, he politely and patiently waited in the line outside the bank set up for social distancing. when it was finally his turn, observing all social distancing protocols, he went inside and calmly slipped the teller a note demanding money. The teller smiled, thanked him for his business, and handed him an undisclosed amount of cash. I don't know what he did wrong in this. Seems like everything went fine, but for some reason, police actually tracked him down and arrested him later in the day. Probably apologized and said they were very, very sorry to have to do it. Sorry. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, August 11th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
Here he is, Little Mikey Haney, telling it.
Like it is.
That's right, cock of the walk, baby.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Hey, I'm just like you. I put my pant leg on one at a time. The only difference is once I got them on, I make gold records, baby.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. Him and
I'm worried about him and Junior.
Yep, they're very close.
Couple of besties.
Yeah, let's get you. Oh. Yep, besties.
Is that necessary? Yep,
no, it's not. Let's get you updated. All right, these are all in Fort Myers. We've got a hit and run. Sanibel Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail right by the CBS. Crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and 6 Mile Cypress. What are you trying to do? Trap me in here? Fort Myers, Crash, Metro Parkway, and Winkler Avenue. And one more for you. It is a crash, South Mallard Lane and Alico Road. I'm trapped. And you are up to date.
I feel tears welling up, cold and deep inside, like my heart's from a big
wound. Yeah!
And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. You might say I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I may break right down and fall.
Well, the crazy is on, and here comes pride up the back stretch. Heartache going to the inside.
The possum's biggest.
Yep. And try not to fall.
My heart's out of the running. Through love stretched for another cent. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Yeah, loses it all.
Boom, 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 boom.
Is that a guitar or a bass guitar?
No, that's a guitar. It's on the low strings.
One day I adventured in love, never once suspecting what the final results would be. How little we feel waking up each morning.
Always sounds like he's trying to hold back a belch.
Yep.
I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her. I wound up
in second place. Who needs it?
Well, the race is on, and here comes pride at the back stretch.
Sitting there, you got a little transistor radio. The old kind that you used to hold up to your ear.
Yep.
Sitting right next to you on the chair as you're all trying to off.
Yep.
This is playing.
Yep. With our works laid out and a picture of country time lemonade. Some beef jerky if we're lucky.
Yep. I know a guy.
Oh, Possum, we love you.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic.
Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Human beings like to be close together because it makes it easier for us to judge and criticize. We like to give our thoughts, our comments, our opinions. Sometimes we run out of opinions. We make them up. It is what it is a very popular opinion statement. You can't get through a day without somebody going, well, it is what it is. Why are you alive? To just say air words that fill the room with meaningless sounds. I'd rather someone blew clear air into my face than said it is what it is to me one more time. People like to say those kinds of things. It is what it is. You see, if you repeat a word twice in a sentence, you can say that with a lot of confidence. Business is business. Rules are rules. Deal's a deal. When we go in there, as long as we know what's what and who's who, whatever happens, happens, and it is what it is.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. I don't know why you're so shocked about how generous I am. It's me. I'm a giving guy.
You want to explain what your deal is?
Yeah. You know what? I have no problem explaining what my deal is.
Because it's very generous.
And I think it's fair. It's a hypothetical that Stan, now this question is asked around living rooms and bars and restaurants all the time.
Well, I remember it came up when you had the opportunity to date an heiress and you screwed it all up.
Oh, and I don't even start with that again. Look, that was a long time ago. But that
was it a shampoo company?
Betty Crocker.
Right there in the palm of your
hand. Look. It was what happened would happen if you hit the lottery. Say the Powerball was at $153 million. You went and had the ticket, and bam! You know what would happen? Everybody would come around, and whether they were friends, family, charitable organization, that all come out waiting for their handout. Take care of me. You know, I can see my sisters now. Take care of me. What? So we had this conversation. Haney and I had this conversation 20, 30 years ago. If you hit the lottery, would you take care of me? And my answer to Haney back then is the same as it is right now. I'm not going to just go and hand you out money. No.
No, nothing.
No. I said to my friends, especially you, but to my friends and my immediate surroundings, I would pay off all of your debt and give you a fresh start. I'd pay off the mortgage on your house. I'd pay off your car. I'd pay off your credit cards. Haney starts with nothing owed. And that would be my gift to you. Whatever thing, tough times, hard times. Everything you have, if you had a mortgage on a house, that car payment was way more. You were in over your head with that one to begin with. I'd take care of it, pay it all off, and give you a fresh start.
Let's say hypothetically, Stan,
yeah,
that your buddy Haney has been through divorce and heartache, bad luck with women, and somehow at the end of it all,
yeah.
Haney doesn't have anything, but Haney is a man of his word and has managed to come back from all of that. Hasn't been able to get a house or anything like that,
yeah,
but managed to get himself debt-free.
Oh. Well, then we're all square. We're even. Now you don't need my help. We're all square.
So, hypothetically...
You know what I told you.
So, hypothetically...
I said I would buy a house.
So, hypothetically...
Yeah.
In Stan's world...
Yeah.
Haney is a complete dick.
I never use that word.
Runs up just thousands of dollars in wasteful debt.
Yeah. Oh, this would be hypothetical, Haney, that just was irresponsible.
Yeah.
Was not debt-free.
Yeah.
Okay.
And has a house he's underwater on and owes everybody.
Yeah, everybody under the sun.
At that point, Stan would come in to the rescue with as much as it took.
To clear the slate, yeah. And you know what would happen in that case? I'd go off with whatever millions I had left, give you the fresh start because of your irresponsibility, give you a fresh start. But that's the way you are. So in a year's time, you'd be back in debt again.
But hypothetically,
and I should show you a valuable lesson.
If that's not the way I am, I get nothing.
Yeah, you were all square.
That sounds an awful lot like how life works.
Yeah, we're all square. We're all even, Steven. I told you, though. But there has to be a cap on it. I mean, I don't want you to go extravagant like, Wayne Newton there with Shenandoah.
But what a beautiful home.
I would buy you a home, a pool home.
You've got to admit, Shenandoah, that was a great, beautiful home.
But you know what? He was irresponsible. Had to give it up. Had to sell all of his Arabian horses.
Because he thought he'd always be Wayne Newton.
Yep. Guess what? The gravy train stops at some point. And there goes Shenandoah. I think it's now a shopping mall. But, you know, I'd get you a house. I'd get you, you know.
You know what? That's when you know you've done something. When they turn your house into a shopping mall.
Yeah, something like that. They did something. Somebody bought it at auction.
Yeah, we had to leave the estate. It's now a high school.
Yeah, they wanted to develop it.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.